This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Maui residents say wildfires took them by surprise.
I think any warning would have been extremely helpful.
Taking on retail thieves in L.A.
No, Angelino, should feel like it is not safe.
Pentagon calls for reform.
Sexual assaults jumped 18%.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. As the death toll from the Maui wildfires climbs to 111, emergency managers are defending their decision not to activate warning sirens. CBS's Jordan Segundo on Maui.
As the flames move closer to their vacation rental in Lahaina, Christina Lee Garrido and her best friend made a decision that may have saved their lives.
It was thick black smoke, so we knew we needed to get to the pool. There were no other options.
With no official guidance on what to do, they waited in the pool for 2 to 3 hours until firefighters came to their rescue.
I think any warning would have been extremely helpful.
But the head of Maui's Emergency Management Agency is defending the decision not to activate sirens.
Had we sounded the siren that night, we're afraid that people would have gone into the fire.
Hawaii's Attorney General Ann Lopez says she will be engaging a third-party private organization to assess the performance of state and county agencies in preparing and responding to the wildfires. Long convoys of vehicles are reported as residents in the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories are on the move as wildfire approaches their city. The fire is within 10 miles of Yellowknife. Shane Thompson is the Minister of Environment and Climate Change in the Northwest Territories.
I'm directing residents of Yellowknife, Dedda, Dilo, and Ingram Trail to begin evacuating in a phased approach determined by the level of risk.
Air evacuations also underway. Due to plea agreements under consideration, the suspected architect of the 9/11 attacks and his fellow defendants may never face the death penalty. The Pentagon and FBI have notified victims' families of that by letter. Former President Trump is pouring cold water on the four indictments he's now facing. In an interview on Fox Business Network with Larry Kudlow, his former director of the National Economic Council, Trump sums up the investigations as a witch hunt.
Frankly, it discredits everything. And they're all very similar in the sense that there's no basis for them.
Meantime, lawyers for Trump are proposing an April 2026 date for the start of his trial on federal charges stemming from accusations he sought to overturn his 2020 election loss to Democrat Joe Biden. With so many smash-and-grab robberies and flash mob thefts, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass announces the formation of a multi-agency task force aimed at fighting retail crime.
Those who commit these crimes will be caught. They will be held accountable, and we will work to address this issue.
Stocks fall on Wall Street. The Dow down 291 points. Now this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New report claims the leadership of military academies must do more to address problems of misconduct and sexual assaults within the ranks. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
The Pentagon study insists leaders at the Army, Navy, and Air Force academies must work with students to stop everything from hazing to sexual assaults. A recent report found 1 in 5 female students said they had experienced unwanted sexual contact. That was the highest number since the Defense Department began collecting data many years ago. Sexual assaults jumped 18%.
CBS's Jim Krasula reports on concerns at Tinker Air Force Base outside Oklahoma City.
17 personnel have died at the base so far this year. Air Force officials are refusing to give any information about the deaths, citing privacy concerns. More than 30,000 people work at or live on the base.
It's unclear how many of those deaths were service members, government employees, contractors, or civilians tied to the base. Ty, you're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Mortgage rates jump again. CBS's Jason Brooks.
Freddie Mac reporting that the 30-year fixed mortgage rate jumped 13 basis points this week to 7.09%. That's the highest that rate has been since April 2002.
Outside of Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb's home, that is.
Hey, Gov, stop the cut.
A protest by parents and service providers over a proposal to cap Medicaid funding for autism therapy programs in Indiana starting in 2020. The funding would be cut nearly in half. Republican State Rep. Becky Cash says some service providers might have to close.
I just know that our schools cannot, in January, absorb these kids, and the needs of these children won't be met in the schools.
Federal authorities have charged at least 9 current and former Northern California police officers in a corruption investigation. Arrest warrants were served today in California, Texas, and Hawaii. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
WBZ-TV's Christina Rex tells us someone is taking out their anger on the city via billboard.
There is a site over the North End right now that's turning locals, tourists, and even the birds' heads.
What is that about?
I hate Boston. That's right, plastered on a billboard.
I don't like it.
Why not?
Because I love Boston.
A little social media sleuthing, and we discovered a famous singer is to blame. Renee Rapp, known for her work on Broadway and TV, put that billboard up. It's a vague ad for a song of the same name on her album that comes out Friday.
Because it's more fun when people don't know and are very curious as to why I would do such a thing.
A Boston breakup song to look forward to on Friday.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, August 17th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
For more than 2 centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.